and welcome. I'm Roberta Jerram from GiantPotential.com, the online British network supporting women entrepreneurs and small business owners who dare to dream a little bit bigger. Now, I'm very excited to say that I have on the line with me today a very good friend of mine and a wonderful business person, Karen Williams. Now, today's interview is the first of three with Karen. And she's going to be telling us a little bit more about what the subject is today, but it's about niche marketing, which is a really important topic. But before we do that, let me just say hello to Karen, and then I'll introduce you properly. Hello, Karen. Welcome.
Hi, Roberta. Thank you for inviting me. It's brilliant to be here.
So this is the first of three that we're going to be doing. And Karen Williams, if you don't already know her, she is known for helping her clients to succeed by standing out from the crowd, becoming more visible, and being a real expert in their business. She primarily works with solopreneurs who want to make a difference, but know that to do this, they need to learn the skills to create and grow a successful business. She helps them to get more clients, make more money, and do what they love. Karen is the author of two business books. The first one was How to Stand Out in Your Business, and the Amazon bestseller, The Secrets of Successful Coaches. And she is also a firewalk instructor. So welcome, Karen. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Thank you. I am about as well. Yeah.
Niche marketing. Wow, what a subject. So let's, for anybody listening who doesn't know much about you, do you want to talk about yourself, or should we tell people what we're going to aim to cover today? Shall I tell people what we're covering first of all?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, so how to stand out by being an expert in your business, a.k.a. niching. We're going to be sharing, or Karen's going to be sharing, three mistakes that solopreneurs make when it comes to being an expert in their business. We're going to cover what is niche marketing, how to niche, how to stand out in your niche, and why you need to be an expert and stand out in your business. So, Karen, tell us what you do and how you do it. Who are you?
Who am I? Well, Self-Discovery Coaching, which is the business I run, actually has its seventh birthday in November 2013, so I'm very excited about that. Mm-hmm. But 7 years ago, when I was sat behind my computer, you know, setting up my website, getting my business cards printed, I really had no clue how to actually run a successful business. So that's really where I started from. And over the years, I've spent time with some really successful entrepreneurs, which resulted in me standing out. And I never set out to stand out when I started. I kind of wanted to become, you know, a pretty reasonably well-known coach, to be able to make a difference, to change the lives of my clients, but I never actually sort of set out to be a celebrity or anything like that, and or an expert or anything like that. However, mm-hmm. I also found out that I needed to stand out from everyone else to be successful, which is why I decided to write the books. Gosh, I teach my seven-step success system, of which this is part, just a small part, step number five, and really that helped me to write my own book, and it helped me to actually get really great results with my clients. As you know, Roberta, I run the annual Starbiz conference. Mm-hmm. I'm a sought after speaker as well, and obviously the firewalk instructing just adds a little bit of something different.
I love that about you. So let's start off with this question then. What are the three mistakes that solopreneurs make when it comes to being an expert in their business?
Well, the first one that I see so many times is I see people being too much of a generalist and try and be all things to all people. And I wrote a blog post about this many, many months ago called, it was something like anyone, someone, and everyone. Because if you try and market yourself for everybody, nobody is going to get what you do and nobody's going to become your client. So being a generalist is mistake number one. The second mistake, which kind of leads on to that, is not having a clear picture of who your ideal client actually is. Because there are some people who might niche, and they think that they've actually niched, and they've niched quite well. But ultimately, you know, to be successful, you need to really know who your ideal client is, and also what they want. You know, what are the problems they're facing, and what are the solutions and results that they want? And put yourself in their shoes. So if you haven't got a clear picture of your ideal client, that's mistake number two. And ultimately, leading on to that, having a fuzzy message, not being clear on what you do, other people not getting what you do as well, is the third mistake I see people make. see people do. And I know this because I did all of it myself back almost 7 years ago. You know, I got my business cards, I got some brochures printed, which were really beautiful, but got me no business. I got my website done. And then I thought about, oh, what do I do? So you kind of waste money, you waste time. So that's, you know, that's why I do what I do now. I help my clients through the seven steps to help them to not make those mistakes.
Fantastic. So why do we need to be an expert? is it
really
necessary to be an expert?
I think being an expert, it's a strange word, isn't it, being an expert? Dan Kennedy came up with a model of the pyramid of power and profit. And it was a pyramid showing successful business owners, and he had generalists on the bottom. And most people tend to be generalists in their business. And because most people are generalists in their business, they're the ones who aren't so successful. And then there are people who go up the pyramid and decide to be an expert, sorry, a specialist. So they have more of a specialist. You know, it could be a career coach. It could be, a hypnotherapist who focuses on helping people to stop smoking rather than doing everything. So that's obviously better than becoming a generalist, and the more you make more money, the more you go up the pyramid, to be perfectly frank. And then you become an expert, which is a smaller group of people. And being an expert is about writing a book, it's about having a signature talk and actually standing talking to people. It's doing those things that are very different from other people. And then at the top you've got celebrity, and obviously there's very few people within that area.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think being an expert, you don't have to do all of that. You don't have to write a book. But the more niche you are, the more specialist you are, the better it is. And you know what it's like. You know, you've written a book, Roberta. You know that being an expert, I'm sure, has changed your business in the way that that works as well.
Mm, yeah. Well, I only bought my book out recently, of course. But,
I know
the reasons why I've done it, and, you know, what's structured in place for the business beyond this, you know, as you know, the book sort of launches into a lot of other things, and
yeah.
as you know, say, it's a trunk of a tree that then leads on to other things. So, but, you know, that expertise goes into the book, and then it gives you that credibility, doesn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly the word I was about to use. The credibility is so important. And also, you know, the 80-20 rule applies. You know, 20% of business owners get 80% of the clients. I know you talk about 80-20 rule quite a lot, and
yeah.
you mention it in the book as well. And I think 20% of people are within that area of expert or celebrity, you know, perhaps. So it's really up to people, you know, where do they see, where do individuals want to be? You know, how successful do you want to be? And I think it's also about being visible as well, because there's so many business owners I know who are more happy to hide behind their computer, who think they're being busy, but they're not actually doing the things that are going to get them results. So that's really key as well, you know, looking at the, you know, the efficiencies, you know, what are the 20% of things that you do every day that are going to give you 80% of the results in your business to make it more successful?
Mm.
So do you have to be an expert? You know, that really depends on what you define as an expert, but I think having a niche, being a specialist, helps people to get what you do, and it's going to help you to reach the clients who need you as well.
And as you always say, you know, it helps you stand out, which is what, you know,
yeah.
you need to do if there's other people out there doing the same as what you're offering. So really
exactly,
important.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So would you like to explain to us now a little bit more what is niche marketing?
Yeah, niche marketing is about finding a particular group of people, so a sector of the marketplace, who you want to work with, and providing a product or a service that satisfies their needs. So that's kind of the official definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's about sort of deciding you want to work with, you know, women entrepreneurs or, you know, like mumpreneurs or mums coming back from pregnancy, you know, going back into work after maternity leave or something like that. And it's finding a particular group of the market who you want to work with but who you know you can help as well.
Yeah. And how do we go about finding our niche? How to do that?
Well, I think some people have an instinct. Some people have an instinct of what they want to do. But too often, I was running, as you know, Roberta, I was running a masterclass yesterday evening, and a couple of people who asked questions were about niching. You know, how do I choose my niche? How do I, you know, I want to do multiple things. How do I do it? And for people who are thinking, you know, I really don't want to niche or I don't know how, a couple of suggestions, you know, for these types of people. And I think the first thing is about getting clear on your talents. you know, what are you good at? You know, so many people forget about all of the skills, the knowledge, the expertise they had before setting a business. And they start from scratch thinking, what do I want to do? And they forget about all of that. So being clear on your talents, your strengths, your training, your transferable skills, you know, I think is incredibly important. And the second thing is to focus on your passions. What do you love to do? What gets you excited? What gets you up in the morning? What gets you going? And how do the two of those fit together? And I think those two things are really important, but also, ultimately, is choosing a profitable niche that people are going to pay for what you pay what you're worth or actually what you do. I think that's incredibly important. And just as an extra thing, you know, who do you want to work with? And I know that probably fits in to all of this. You know, have you what types of people do you want to help with what? And I think that's a question that people can ask themselves. And what do you want to get known for?
What do you want to get known for? Brilliant question. That really helps to focus the mind, doesn't it? You know, just thinking, you know, that rocking chair moment at the end of your life, thinking, well, you know, this is what I did with my life. To be able to put yourself in that and think, yeah, this is where what I'm aiming for, and it feels on track. And as you say, you're absolutely clear on your what you're great at and also what you love to do. That's such a, you know, that crossover. I love what you said there about transferable skills as well, because many people don't necessarily think that some of the things that they're great at could be a business. So this really helps people to, you know, or don't necessarily relate it to their business, such as, you know, a woman who's got a hectic family life, let's say, is excellent probably at organisation and time management, and those could actually be great skills that she can still bring into her business in some way and maybe offer to clients and help others in that area of life as well, whatever that might be. Transferable skills.
Yeah, I think also these days, you know, it used to be that you had to have a traditional niche, but these days it is about standing out, it's about doing something very different. So it's looking, I was talking to somebody earlier this week and she said, I want to set up a business, I'm not quite sure what to do, I'm going to write down all of my ideas, but there may be ideas that she could merge to actually become something that works for her. So it doesn't have to be traditional. You know, when I trained as a coach, it was kind of you became a parent coach, a career coach, a business coach, a such and such coach. But these days it is about moulding what you do, your expertise, your passion into something that works for you. And as long as your message is clear and people get it, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
And to be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. You don't have to try and be somebody else. Yeah.
Exactly. That's a whole different webinar, you know, knowing where you come from, your story, your personality, that's a whole different thing all by itself. It's all incredibly important. And it's got to be what works for you and not trying to be someone else.
So let's say now, take us a little bit further down the journey. Somebody's choosing a niche, something that's profitable, something that they enjoy. What's the next stage? What do they need to be thinking about next?
Okay, so after sort of choosing the niche or thinking about the niche, the most important thing next is to get really clear on who your ideal client is. And one of the things I get my clients to do is to create an avatar or a picture of that person. So how old are they? What gender are they? What do they do? What's their family life? What do they do in their spare time? What keeps them awake at night? What are their problems? And what are their desires, aspirations, and the things they really want to do? And, you know, what are they thinking? What are they saying to themselves? You know, incredibly important. And some of my clients, I do get them to actually get a picture out of a magazine that represents their ideal client and even give them a name.
Great idea.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't work with somebody else who doesn't fit your ideal client profile. But when you're writing your web copy, when you're honing your message, you're writing towards that person rather than anybody. Because the message that you're going to sort of send out to somebody like a girl who's 16 is going to be different from, say, a retiree who's, facing empty nest syndrome at 60, 65. You know, the message, the language is going to be very different. So getting to know your clients is incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when you know what people want, is find out what they're actually looking for so that you can create your products, your programs, your packages around them rather than what you think they want. So it's about knowing what they want, also delivering what they need, but finding out a bit more about them through maybe doing a survey, taking people who are in this target market out to coffee or something like that, and actually getting to know what they're looking for and what support they need. All of this leads into your pitch, your perfect pitch. So when you go to a networking event or you're writing copy for your website, you know what to say to people. And also something that you feel you can deliver confidently as well. And, you know, I know that we're going to touch on this in a separate interview, but your message is incredibly important, and all you need to do is a couple of tweaks to make your message stand out from everybody else and be confident delivering that message as well. Standing out in your niche is also about promoting yourself slightly differently from everybody else. So on your website, have a welcome video. Have a welcome video that's not just a sort of, you know, hey, I'm a life coach or something along those lines, but really actually talks directly to the client, what they're going through and how you can help them, and maybe linking into a free download like an ebook or an e-course or something like that that enables you to build your list. Writing a book, obviously, is a great way of sort of building your credibility, as we've already talked about. Speaking, having a signature system, running a networking group rather than being the person attending or speaking at a networking group. Again, it's just all about building your visibility.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, you know, having an effective but simple online, so through your website, through social media, through maybe video, blog posts, that type of thing, and also an offline marketing strategy that allows you to reach these people. One of the things I often suggest my clients do is find three ways of effectively marketing themselves. So instead of saying, oh, I could do, you know, you know what it's like, there's dozens of ways in which you can market yourself, but what are the three ways that you will primarily use to reach your clients? You know, where are they? So professional women in, who work for an organization, you might be able to reach them through LinkedIn.
Yeah.
If it's mums in business, you know, Facebook's a great place to hang out, or, you know, that type of thing. And it's about knowing who they are and how you can reach those people.
Perfect. So what's next? When, let's say you now are an expert. What's the benefits of that?
Gosh, well, the benefits is you know what you're doing. That might sound really, really strange to say, but I think we, as individuals, I know I'm like this. Sometimes I go, what do I really do? And you know, with my mentor, I've asked her recently, I said, okay, so what makes me different? Because I think we get so close to our business, and my clients find this as well.
Oh,
we get so
true.
Close to our business, we struggle with our own message. Although yeah. We kind of know, I know what I do, but to actually get that message out there, yeah. So I think when you're clear about what you do, you can obviously help other people to get clearer about what you do.
Yeah, definitely.
So you get, yeah, and when you get, you know, you do your elevator pitch and someone goes, oh, you know, you kind of know you've hit the mark because it's something maybe to let people sit up and take notice.
Yeah, and it's about the results that you get for people, isn't it? Not about yourself. So that helps to know, to get really clear on what you do, to know, I suppose, from people giving you testimonials and things saying, oh, you've really helped me with XYZ. Yeah.
Well, one of the things I do every so often is I will bring together all of my testimonials and look at what people are saying. What are the commonalities between people, you know, in what they're saying about what I do, and other people can do that as well. So look at what your clients are saying about you, or even do, you know, a short survey or ask your clients a question, you know, why did you choose to work with me? What are the results that you've got from working with me? Those types of questions are really great to get feedback from your clients.
And then when others get what you do, then they're going to tell other people, aren't they?
Of course. Yeah, so if you, perfect example, if you are a fitness instructor and you decide you want to work with women who have had children to help to get their bodies back into shape, so something like that, quite a clear, quite a specific, quite a narrow and deep niche. If you go to a networking event and say that to people, there might not be people in your target market there. There might not be people who are, you know, just had a baby. But if, you know, someone you meets their friend who said, oh, I'm really struggling to get into my jeans, I want to get into my skinny size 10 jeans, you know, who is that person going to recommend?
Great. Yeah. That's
so
good.
It's about
great.
Being really specific in that respect.
Yeah. So anything wishy-washy, you're not going to get remembered, whereas if it's got a little bit of a story attached to it or something just a little bit out of the ordinary, that's what you get remembered for, and those referrals and recommendations.
Yeah. And it's also about facilitating what you do as well, you know, what you provide your clients. When you're an expert, you know what your clients want in terms of developing products and programs and, you know, what your clients want, you know, what problems they need to be that they want solving when you're building your list, when you're writing a web copy and things like that. And, you know, that's incredibly important. And when you're an expert, you're more likely to get more clients who are then going to be singing your praises, which is really a great place to be.
Mm. And then when you've got that structure and process in place, it must get easier. Does it get easier?
It does get easier because you know what you're doing. When I put my signature system, my seven-step success system in place, although I was delivering that beforehand, once I put the system in place, it made it so much easier because I knew exactly what I did. I had a structure. Although every single client I work with is very different and I won't approach it a different way, I've got tools, techniques that I can draw on if I want to with my clients. And it does make it so much easier when you know exactly what you do because you can actually put together that toolkit. You can have, you know, programs that allow you to make money while you sleep, which I think a lot of people would love to have.
Mm.
It helps you to earn more money, to get more clients, to be credible, to be their expert, to be recognized, and be one of that 20% that gets 80% of the clients, and create a successful business, which ultimately, I'm sure everybody listening to this call, I'm sure ultimately that's what you'd really love to do.
Mm. Wow, Karen, you've gone through so many points here. That's fantastic. I'm glad that this is going to be a recording for people so that they can pause and take notes and give it some really serious thought. Now, what would happen next? So if somebody likes what they've heard and they want to know more about you or to work with you, how can they get in touch with you? What can you offer for them?
Best way to find out more about me is to go to my website, which is www.selfdiscoverycoaching.co.uk. You can download my free report, which is 30 ways to stand out in your business in 30 minutes or less. And there's some really great tips in there on how to create great videos of your website, building your list and things like that. Some really great information in there. So the best way of doing it is signing up for that. If you want to have a one-to-one chat, feel free to do so. I offer free discovery calls every month. Once they're gone, they're gone, so people are very welcome to sign up for a chat with me. A couple of events and programs coming up. Depending on when people are listening to this recording, I have an event that I'm planning for the 27th of November in Hampshire. So if you're listening to this before then, please just sign up for my newsletter using that ebook link, and then you'll find out more details of that. Or you can follow me on Facebook, which is at Self Discovery Coaching, or Twitter, which is at Self Discovery. And it'd be great to connect with you and just find out what your questions are and how I can help you as well, because my passion is to help more people to stand out in their business. And just through having a conversation, it would just, you know, give you a few strategies to do so.
Fantastic. Wow. Thank you, Karen. Now, we've got couple of interviews coming up, haven't we? And obviously, you're one of our, I don't know if I mentioned it at the beginning, Karen is one of our experts on Giant Potential. So, obviously, I'm guessing if you're listening to this and you've liked what you've heard, there's going to be some great stuff still coming from Karen on the Giant Potential. Well, thank you again. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care, Karen. Thank you.
Thanks, Roberta.
Bye-bye.
Bye.